तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
नमस्कार, एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टको यो नयाँ अङ्कमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। म दिनिता रिसाल र यो धुनसँगै अवश्य पनि तपाईँले थाहा पाइ नै सक्नुभयो होला अब पालो भएको छ नेपालतिर लाग्ने। आज श्रोतावृन्द मे 29 सगरमाथा दिवस अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय सगरमाथा दिवसको प्रसंगमा आज यही विषयमा एउटा रमाइलो कुराकानी लिएर आएका छौं। तेन्जिङ डेभिड शेर्पाले 5 दिनभित्र सगरमाथा, लोत्से र नुप्सेको सफल आरोहण गरी एकै सिजनमा दुर्लभ ट्रिपल क्राउन पूरा गरेका छन्। पेसाले फिजियोथेरापिस्ट रहेका उनी एक पर्यटन व्यवसायी पनि हुन्। शेर्पाले गत मे 20 सगरमाथाको आरोहण गरेका थिए, जुन दिन एकै दिनमा सबैभन्दा बढ़ी आरोहीहरूले विश्वको सर्वोच्च शिखर टेकेका थिए। नेपाल संवाददाता प्रतीक्षा दुलालले तेन्जिङ डेभिड शेर्पासँग हुलका बीच संसारको टुप्पोमा बिताएको उनको अनुभवबारे गर्नुभएको कुराकानी अब प्रस्तुत गर्न गइरहेकी छु र हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यो अन्तर्वार्ता अंग्रेजी भाषामा रहेको छ। Tenzing David Sherpa summited 3 peaks, Everest, Lhotse and Nupse in under 5 days and thus completed the rare triple crown in the same season. A physiotherapist by training, Sherpa is also involved in Nepal's tourism and hospitality sector. Sherpa had summited Everest on May 20, the day which saw the highest number of climbers reach the peak of the tallest mountain on a single day. Our Nepal correspondent Pratiksha Dulal spoke with Tenzing David Sherpa about the feat along with recent climbing conditions. Before we begin the interview, I would like to inform you that the views expressed in this conversation are solely those of the speaker, and SBS neither endorses nor opposes these views.
You submitted the Triple Crown, Lhotse, Nupse and Everest in just 5 days, a Herculean task. What was the experience like?
Oh, it was a great experience. It ended up being in 5 days. It was never planned to be 5 days. We were fixing the ropes for Nupse and then waiting for the weather window. So it happened that we summited on the 17th. And then as soon as we got down, I had to go with our other clients to Everest and Lhotse. So it ended up being a very fast sort of triple crown. But it was a great experience. Tiring, of course, but super happy to have done it and to be back here now, safe and sound.
What propelled you to summit the triple crown?
Again, like I said, it was never on the plans, for me at least. Our Chinese leader, he was planning to do the Triple Crown, so I had to organize Nupse. As you know, Lhotse and Everest, the rope fixing is done by the rope fixing team. So that was already there. So those plans were already set. And then as I coordinated the Nupse rope fixing, I decided I'll go with my client. And so we ended up doing the three in very short span of time.
Talking about Everest, nearly 500 permits.
Yeah.
A record in itself was like issued for this year's spring season.
Yeah.
What was the crowd like?
Well, we ended up going on the most crowded day, I think, in history as well. It was on the 20th of May, so that was the record. I think there was 270-odd people who had summited on that day. It was certainly crowded on that day, but then this myth about Everest being very, very crowded. Yes, of course, there's a lot of people on Everest. When I went to Lhotse, there wasn't as many. Nupse, for sure not. There was only 3 clients. So Everest is a very popular mountain, but if everybody's planning on the same date, of course, it's going to get crowded. It's like saying, you know, the roads are very busy between, you know, 8 and 10 a.m. because that's office hour, and then the rest of the time is fine. So it's sort of like that. So it was crowded, but it was manageable. I planned with my team to leave a little earlier, which we ended up doing. So when we got to the summit, it was fine. There wasn't as many crowds, but of course, when we came back, we hit traffic a little bit. But I would say the number of permits, of course, determines how many people are going, but if there's a larger weather window, for example, there's multiple days where there's good weather, then people do get spread out. And thankfully this year we did have that. We did have people summiting everywhere from the date that the rope was fixed, I think on the 13th or 14th, all the way through till tomorrow and day after tomorrow. So it has been a good spread. It just happened that when we did go, it tended to be the record number of people going on that day, which was 270 or so.
So how long did it take you to reach the summit from Camp 4?
From South Col, so South Col is Camp 4, to the summit, I think we did about 8 hours or so. 8 hours. So we decided to leave a little earlier this year. Usually people tend to leave between 8 and 10 p.m. This year we decided to leave at 6:30 because of the number of people who were going. That made sure that we reached the summit early at 5 a.m. And then we were able to get back down early as well. And for me, that was great because I got a bit of a rest before I went to Lhotse in the evening.
So how long does it usually take to reach the summit from Camp 4?
This is different for every person. So, I mean, generally, like I said, our target is between 8 and 10 p.m. to leave and then reach by sunrise or at least 6 a.m. So we're giving people a span of between 8 and 12 hours to reach the summit. Usually any later than that, so if you're getting there during midday or later afternoon, then it's a little riskier because the winds pick up. And also you have a long way to go back down as well. So we tend to give people 8 to 12 hours to get to the summit. That's a good time span to get there.
And like because of the crowd this year, did it take longer?
Like I said, not for our team because we did beat the crowds and go early. On the way back, we did hit a bit of traffic on the Hillary step. Let's say about an hour, hour and a half that we had to wait around. But then once we passed that on the slightly more difficult section, which is between the South Summit and the Summit, there's a ridge there. And the Hillary step is part of it. As soon as you cross that, then there's two lines, so there's no more problems of crossing, so I can come down while others are going up the other rope, so that's not a problem.
The video footages and photos showed a long queue moving very slowly. And you say it wasn't a problem for you, but like a few people who have talked to said it took them a long time and it was frustrating. Is that a problem? The number of people on the same day, safety-wise and other issues?
Absolutely. Long queues can be a problem. If you're, for example, stuck up on traffic and it's very windy and cold, then chances of frostbite might be higher. Things like you're running out of oxygen. But that is all mitigated by good preparation. So if you know which teams are on the mountain, if you know that certain teams move together, for example, so then it's very difficult to pass them by. If you know that there's going to be long queues, you make sure you have enough oxygen with you. So again, every problem does have a solution. So for us, yes, there was a crowd on the mountain, but we considered all of that before we went and we made sure that all of our clients had everything they needed. And specifically as well, timings of what time we left camp and so forth. So we were able to manage this very well. And I hope other teams are able to do so as well for their clients.
So usually, you know, like the media goes frenzy about the number of people climbing Everest every day and the traffic, the so-called traffic jam. What's your say on this? Like, can it be controlled? Should it be controlled? Like, it's Everest. Everybody wants to summit Everest. The number of people that take permits is like increasing every year in this context.
Yeah, I think for sure there's going to be a limit on that on how many people can climb Everest. If you're asking me what that limit is, I cannot give you an answer on that. So like I said, this year we were lucky. I know there was a record number of permits, but we were lucky that there was a larger weather window, so many people could go on different dates. Imagine if all 500 clients plus their Sherpas, so let's say about 1,000 people went on the same day. Of course, that would be way too much. That it's not possible at all. But if that number can be spread out over a long period of time, then I don't think that number is a problem. Again, I know queues, I know where we're going with this interview as well, a lot of the questions have been about the traffic right now. And that does generate a lot of conversation in the wider world. Yes, it can be a very big problem, but if it's managed well, I don't think that's an issue.
You're listening to SBS Nepali. This podcast will continue after this short break.
There are many, many climbers who aspire to climb Summit Everest. What would you like to tell them?
Well, again, for anybody who'd like to summit Everest or even attempt it, please be prepared. Come prepared. Research. You can go train as well. I mean, it's easier said than done in Nepal because we have a lot of mountains. We can go and train on lots of different mountains. But there's always good preparation that you can already start wherever you are, whether it's in your gym on a stairmaster or even going out on the hills in your town. But you can always prepare really well and be prepared for every single scenario, including long queues, you know. And there you have environmental things like, the weather, wind, all of that. But you have also man-made issues like the traffic jam or just inexperience of yourself or a team member or somebody in the queue who is not moving forward because they don't know what to do. So those are things that you can train on. Those are things you can prepare for.
You're listening to SBS Nepali, and speaking with mountaineer Tenzing David Sherpa was our Nepal correspondent Pratiksha Dulal. For similar conversations, follow SBS Nepali podcast online on your favorite platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. To get notified, download the SBS audio app or visit our website sbs.com.au/Nepali. You can also watch our conversation with Sherpa on our socials. Find us on Facebook, X and Instagram at SBS Nepali and YouTube on SBS South Asian. And we would like to inform you that the views expressed in this conversation are solely those of the speaker, and SBS neither endorses nor opposes these views. Ra shrotaharu, SBS Nepali podcast ma yo kurakani sunnu bhayo Tenzing David Sherpa sanga Nepal sambaddata Pratiksha Dulal le gardai hununthyo ra mero naam bhane Dinita Risal ho. Ra yo sangai hami tapailai jankari garauna chahanchau ki yes kurakani ma vyakta garieka vichar haru vakta swayam ka hun ra yi vichar haru prati SBS ko samarthan wa virodh chaina. Ra yati bhandai garda Sherpa sanga कुराकानीका भिडियो अन्तर्वार्ताको भिडियो पनि तपाईँले हाम्रो सोसियल मिडियामा पाउन सक्नुहुन्छ. फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा हाम्रो ह्यान्डल हो SBS नेपाली. युट्युबमा हामी SBS साउथ एसियन च्यानलमा रहेका छौँ. लाइक, फलो, कमेन्ट, सब्सक्राइब र शेयर गरेर साथ दिनुहोला. र यी जस्तै अन्य थुप्रै रमाइला कुराकानीहरू चाहिँ प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै नोटिफिकेसन पाउनको लागि आजै आफ्नो फोनमा SBS अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस् वा अनलाइनमा SBS नेपाली पडकास्ट भनी खोजी तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाई लगायतका प्लेटफर्महरूमा हामीलाई फलो गर्न नछुटाउनुहोला. थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा.